Hey, Kamal, how you doing?
Hey, Dustin, what's going on?
Not too much. Glad to have you on the phone today.
Oh, glad you asked.
Well, can you tell us a bit about the new film you have coming up here, Laugh, Killer, Laugh? What can we expect from that?
It's a very dark comedy. It may not even be a dark comedy. It's hard to explain, really. But it's about a jewel thief that has a lot of psychosis from a rough upbringing. And he gets into creative writing, and he doesn't know what to write about, so he just writes about his exploits with the mob. And the whole class thinks, wow, this guy's very talented. Like, this stuff sounds real. And he starts feeling a little bit good about himself, but when the mob finds out, they rough him up a bit where he is in a coma. And then when he wakes up, he actually has a change of personality where he's very extroverted, humorous. He's almost like Rodney Dangerfield, you know?
Sure.
Well, so I saw some stories about how head traumas change personalities to where someone could be a nice guy, they wake up, they're mean, or vice versa, and some really odd cases where people wake up and take the, they start speaking a different language and think they're from a different country.
Sure, yeah.
So I just combine that with, I said, it'd be interesting if something like that happened to someone in the mob. So there you have it, Laugh, Killer, Laugh.
Yeah, and I know you had, I think it was called Brutal, a film that you did that was kind of mob-based as well. That wasn't too long ago.
Yes, it was called A Thousand Times More Brutal. A lot of people just call it Brutal. And,
sure.
Yeah, that was the one before that, and... I'm on this, gangster kick right now, you know, making gangster films.
Well, was that a hard transition to make, you know, from being a comedian to, turning into a filmmaker? Was that easy to do?
Well, you know, I was always interested in being a filmmaker. When I went to art school as a kid, I changed majors from commercial art to filmmaking. And then when I left school, I got more into music and stuff, but I mean, I always watched movies. I was always a big fan of movies, and when I left the Jerky Boys, that's when I said, you know what, man, I always loved movies. I really want to start pursuing this. And everyone was always like, you're going to make comedies, right? And the movies that I like watching, even though I like comedies, the overwhelming majority of the movies I like are gangster or, look, my favorite movie of all time is The Godfather, you know?
Sure.
So, either gangster or some kind of drama, Midnight Cowboy is my second favorite movie. So my tastes are more like that and not so much comedy. So I keep getting pressured to do it. I said, this is the closest I've come to comedy, Laugh, Killer, Laugh, you know?
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the Jerky Boys, and I know you guys had a film when you were in that group as well. Was that kind of your first experience with making films, maybe? Kind of got your feet wet with that?
Actually, when I was in high school, I was asked to be an extra in some after-school movie, and that was actually the very first time I ever performed in front of somebody. And many times when I was in bands, we got filmed and stuff like that. Yeah, I've always, been on the fringes of that kind of thing, you know. But the Jerky Boys movie definitely was the first full-blown experience in many more ways than one. I mean, when the movie came out, our careers were over. that movie, really, really tanked,
Well, at the time, though, the albums you guys were putting out, I mean, you were selling millions of albums. Were you surprised, that thing took off as fast as it did?
It's weird because when I first started handing the tapes out, it was a phenomenon, people were talking about us all over the country, but not at first. Like, it took a while to build up. Like, I think I started passing out tapes in 88, and then, around 91 is when... everyone knew about us.
Sure.
So, it took a couple of years for that, but then when I tried getting a record deal for us, a lot of these record companies threw me out of the office, saying, well, what do you think we could do with this thing? You don't certainly think we could put this out. So But, like, there was a little bit of a, you know, like, wow, I thought this was funny and no one wants it. And then, like, one company picked it up, and then it, you know, just sold like hotcakes. And then, you know, eventually I met all these people that threw me out of their office, and they were shaking their heads. They were like, I can't believe, like, you came to my office, you begged me to put it out, and I threw you out. You know, like, they were just, like, beside themselves, you know?
Well,
what else you get?
I got to ask you, you know, as far as dealing with the mob and some of the stuff in your new film, did you guys ever have any real-life situations like that with the Jerky Boys, maybe pranking the wrong people? Or
not with the Jerky Boys, but I've definitely had a couple of situations. For instance, when I was shooting the movie A Thousand Times More Brutal, we shot in some kind of mobbed-up neighborhoods. And we shot in a location outside that some real scary guys came out, and they were trying to shake us down and everything like that. And you know, I did a couple of Jerky Boy voices for them, and they started laughing, and they left us alone. But a couple of things like that happened. I grew up with with some people of the children of people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I've been around that kind of thing, sure.
Well, and I've read that you also studied judo. Is that maybe to keep some of these people at bay just in case? Or
no, judo doesn't do anything when people have a gun pointed towards your head.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You need gundo, not judo.
Well, Kamal, it's been great talking to you. Is there something else you're working on maybe after Laugh Killer Laugh is out? Is there another project in the works?
Yeah, I have this like a terrorist movie called The Martyr Maker that I'm ready to start up in a few months. And it's about this terrorist type of guy coming to New York to build a terrorist cell, and the CIA is after him. And, you know, it's like one of these like kind of thrillers, you know?
Sure, okay. Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the next thing. So, yeah, I'm getting into all this kind of, gangster, drama, thrillers, you know, like that kind of stuff, you know?
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Kamal. It's been great having you on.
Oh, thank you. See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello?
This is Kamal, former Jerky Boy, and you're listening to The Five Count.
How you doing there, Fruity? Listen. You got me sick as a dog. I can't have that. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. All right? Yeah, is this the restaurant?
It is.
I was there a little while ago with my wife, and we ate some of them fava beans. They got me fucking sick there, Charlie.
Where were you sitting?
I was sitting out there by the front gate. I'm sick like a fucking idiot over here.
What did you order?
Fava beans with all that silly little juice on there, you fucking wacky ass. Look, you jerky little ass, I ought to split your nuts off the side of your face. You got them things stinking up the house now. I'm sick like a fucking animal over here, coming out my ass backwards. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. I can't have that. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. All right?
Office.
Hello?
Yes.
I have warts all over my ass and genitalia. Can we have these taken out? They're in there pretty deep.
You have to make an appointment.
Could you please tell me how he does it? Would he use a shoe? My name is Saul Rosenberg. I got warts all over in my ass. Oh my God. Oh.
Do you want me to have it for you?
Make him call me right away, please. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. I can't have that. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. I'm a crazy kind of guy. I'm sick like an idiot over here. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. I can't have that. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. All right? you doing here, Fruity? Listen, I'm sick. You get in my way, I'll blow right over you. I'm a crazy kind of guy. I'm a very busy man. Get me one of your bosses.
Toke.
Oh. You got me sick as a dog. Oh. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog.
And they don't like it.
You got me sick as a dog. 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 You got me sick as a dog.
I can't have that.
You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. I'm a crazy kind of guy. I'm sick like an idiot over here. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog.
I can't have that.
You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick as a dog. You got me sick.